So we have Director of Football Neil Gibson, Stat in Town, Gap Connors Quay coming up on Friday. Neil, how do you think it'll go on Friday?
It's a really exciting game, first game of the season. Connors Quay have obviously strengthened quite heavily during the summer. Obviously, positive results for them in pre-season, but it's a game that we are fully expecting to go there, full of confidence from our own pre-season, and we'd be looking to take 3 points at home, give ourselves a good start to the season, and get the confidence going early on within the group.
You've signed three or four new players. I think a lot of the Staten Town fans are excited for the season ahead. Mike Pritchard's caught the eye of most of the fans. How do you think Mike's done so far?
I've been really, really pleased with Pritch. You know, he showed a good willingness to come to the club, came on trial for a few weeks and had other Welsh Premier League clubs interested in him, but he stuck it out here and performed well enough to get himself, a deal at the club. Obviously, he's done really, really well and he's pushing for a starting place at the weekend. He's caught the eye scoring goals, movement, works hard, still only young at 22 as well. So I think the signings that we've made, they're heavily, on the side of youth, but they're full of hunger and desire, and they want to try and do well for this football club and try and endorse their own credentials to push themselves up the league and play at higher level.
And talking about youth, you've promoted a lot of the under-19s in the friendlies so far. Who's the one to look out for this season?
Well, it's difficult to say. A lot of the under-19s have done well. Obviously, with working with the under-19s for the last sort of 6 months of last season, I saw the potential that was there. And Ryan Dean and Scott Williams sort of jump out at the moment because their performances obviously merited them getting the first competitive starts against Conway in the League Cup. Jordan Davis has been someone else that's caught the eye, and Noah Edwards is a good signing for us as well. But there's an abundance of good young players at the squad with at the club with James Stead, Dale Lee, Reece Owen, Alex Jones, Kieran Ellis. The list goes on and on and on. So hopefully, these lads can take the ball by the horns and hopefully be the future of the club for many years to come.
And so far in the friendlies, you reverted back to your three in defence and wing backs. Is that going to be for the whole season, or are you going to be a couple of different formations this season?
No, I think it's something that we've normally performed quite well with, and the lads are quite comfortable with. However, we won't be sticking to the one formation because I think a lot of teams are looking at that formation as something that is in vogue at the moment. With obviously Manchester United and Holland sort of playing it during the summer, and some of the clubs played it, or some of the countries played it in the World Cup. So a lot of clubs will look at it. So if teams come to match us up and play three at the back, then it's something that we've got other formations and systems of play that we can do to cope with that. So it'll just be a case of what we feel is best for each particular game.
So Friday night's a big kick-off. Bashing Gardens, 7:30. Let's hope to see you all there. Good luck, Neil.
Thanks very much. Yeah, hope to see all the fans there, and hopefully we can get a good start and get them back on side and get the numbers through the gates again.
Thank you.
Cheers.